Welcome to Homemaker Chic Podcast. We are back. We've got our traveling out of our system for a few days at least, and we're so happy to be back with you. We are rescuing the art of homemaking from the daily grind. This season, we're going to focus on holidays and hospitality and, ironically enough, our homes.
Home needs help.
Surprise.
SOS.
Home needs. Oh boy, that's what we're going to talk about today. An SOS call. I know you're going to feel this one. You're going to feel it to your core because we can't be alone with what we're going to talk about today. But let's just start with, how are you, Miss Shay Shay?
Yes, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
SOS.
Good doesn't really help a podcast. You got to say a little more than
it
that.
It was, you know, right before we started to push record, I was telling Angela the story of, I feel so grateful to be home. I really do. Every time I travel and I come home and I walk in my doors, I think, look, you've done a lot of what you set out to do, which was create a beautiful, safe place to raise your family. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to discount all of that effort. I know a lot of you listening are in your baby raising stages right now. You have little ones, you're pregnant, you have growing families. I also know we have people who are in the empty nest stage of life. So a lot of different people listen to this podcast. And there's some questions. So we asked you guys to submit questions and comments so we could share them with the audience. And there's one that will allude to this. We'll read it in a little bit. But it just got me thinking how grateful that I am to be back. At the same time, instantly missing some pieces of rural Italian life. And there's a lot of stories, even just from this last trip, that were so, so special to me. Because when communities, just if you think about the way these villages were built, they were built to walk because people didn't have cars. Right. And so naturally you end up walking to the pharmacy, you walk to the grocery store, you walk to the cafe, to the restaurants, et cetera. And because of that, you just really bump into a lot more people naturally. Mm-hmm. And I do miss that. So I woke up the other day and I thought, before I was cognizant really of my own thoughts, I thought, oh, I really like that place. I want to go back. And then I realized I hadn't even finished unpacking yet.
Well, like, gonna have to wait.
You're gonna have to just wait a little bit. So it's both. And I think that's a hard thing for us to live with. Can we love our home? We're gonna talk about home today. We're gonna talk about getting into the nitty-gritty details of home. Can that be true at the same time that you really value leaving home and experiencing something different? Mm-hmm. Holding those two things that feel like they shouldn't coexist together. That's the world that I'm currently living in. That's how I am, Angela.
That's how you are.
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. But the walking place is really, you know, and I do live out in the boonies, so that doesn't really help.
Yeah.
But I just love the walking. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And it's amazing. You the way you see people differently at a different speed, it's quite something. So grateful for those experiences, grateful to be back home, really grateful for the season ahead. So we'll kick into this when we start talking about today's topic, but I came home to gardens that were just shifting towards fall, things that needed to be put to bed, things that needed to be put to rest, things that needed to be dealt with. And so there's a lot. It's a big season of change right now.
Yeah.
Which is good.
I am wrapping it up out there and really proud. It's going to go to bed nice and tidy.
Ooh.
Which just
is hot. I don't even know what that means anymore.
That's just so fabulous. It makes next year so much better. But I did place a big bulb order because pre-deer fence, the deer ate all my tulips. And I'm assuming they're not going to come back. So I placed a big order. Going to try some new color palettes, color combos in certain beds, and I'm pretty keen on that. I just followed up with that order, though, and they said, oh, yeah, we're going to ship those in 1 to 3 weeks.
Frozen.
Excuse me, I could have snow? Like, they're like, well, as long as you can get into the ground. I'm like, no, you're missing the point. 1 to 3 weeks? I ordered them over a week ago. Are we harvesting them? Like, what are we?
Have you
are
seen
we
those,
dialing
those
Holland?
Well,
like, what are we doing?
Things.
Oh, I have one, girl.
Okay, I was just gonna say, you're gonna might need one of those.
No, no, I got one of those. I actually hate planting bulbs.
I hate planting bulbs. Why?
I hate it. I don't know.
I don't know.
I just, even, you know, I'll dig like a trough and I'll put them in. I just don't like it at all. I'm always like, is this deep enough? Is this too short? This is not fun. This is not fun. You're just burying something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like planting a carrot seed. It's just not, mm-hmm. It's not enjoyable.
Yeah. Well, okay. Listen, this isn't a gardening episode, but I need to eat crow here.
Okay.
Do you remember when I told you we did a garden episode years ago and I said I would never, ever, 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 ever use weed tarp again. Remember that?
Yeah, I laughed at you.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, I've gone a step further. I'm not using weed tarp. I'm using straight up black plastic. That's the stage of gardening I'm at.
Look, I have a spot in my garden under my birch tree, and I got so frustrated this summer with it. I just went in my shed. I found this random crappy piece of white plastic. I laid it down. I cut holes and like nudged it around my perennials and just threw mulch on the top. I was like, to hell with you.
Yeah.
I'm never weeding this spot again.
Pathways. I can't do it. I can't weed pathways and weed gardens.
No, 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 no. You can't.
So that's the stage of gardening we're at. We'll talk more about that. But let's dive into today's comments because there were some fun ones. So
please, we have some good
over
ones.
Over on Instagram, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Okay, so here's one about, we told some travel stories last week. And
I have two travel follow-ups.
Okay, this is from a listener. I was going to say my husband, who I'm pretty sure is Stuart's kid brother, accidentally had ammo from target shooting up here in Wisconsin, in his luggage, getting on our flight to Nepal. Ooh, I'm sweating just thinking about this. As the security guys were surrounding his backpack and murmuring to one another, I will never forget the way the unbearded half of his face turned a fleecy white. We were in the Minneapolis airport and he was strongly reprimanded after being questioned and warned that if this sort of thing ever happened again, it would be a felony and very serious. So he's in their books, I guess, but we didn't have anything like all the paperwork and whatnot you guys were having to go through. All in all, I was a little surprised at how little it delayed us and how calm they were. Probably because they were American and he was an American citizen. Asking him if he has a military background or in law enforcement, et cetera. I was with him the whole time. I can't imagine how it would have gone if they had not found them until Nepal or Pakistan. Big time.
Oh, my goodness. No thanks.
Whew. Yeah. I've talked to my boys about this a lot. If you take a backpack.
Right.
You cannot have ammo in it.
Right.
You cannot.
Oh my
Yikes.
Gosh.
Yeah. I got a funny text message or Instagram message too after sharing the story about being stuck in Germany on last week's episode. And they said, like, don't be racist against Germans. And I was like, I don't think I said that. It was a scary experience, but it was. I am allowed to say that, right?
You're allowed. I don't think Germans are a race anyways.
Okay, here's another. Do you want to read one of yours? Because I got
this is just in response to my story. Well, this is Brianna. She said she hasn't, this was a sweet one. She says she hasn't missed an episode since 2020 when she was a single college student. Now she's married with two kids and a home and actually uses the things she's learned from us.
Oh.
Which I thought was so great. That's not a travel one, but I do have a travel one.
Okay, here's one. Okay. All I can think on your latest episode when Angela is running through the airport needing water is how handy one of those sippy cup water bottles you ladies hate would have come in handy.
No. We don't carry sippy cups to France.
I've never met anyone who's anti-water. I do. The reels that really get me are the ones where they're interviewing like old people And they're like, Grandma, did you ever drink water? And she's like, I never gave it a single thought. They're like, well, what did you drink? She's like, tea and alcohol, basically.
Right.
Oh, funny.
That's okay. So funny. Okay. So last week when I told my travel story, I alluded to the oldest profession taking place in the hotel I was staying at.
Yes.
And it was, and she, South Sea Cottage says the people want to know, were they at least high end for governors and athletes?
My guess is no, if there's hair in the toilet.
She said she was doubled over for the rest of the episode. This one is fire. So that's your big clue. If you didn't hear last week's episode, you need to go. You need to go check it out.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, I've been trying to, in my French lessons for the last week, I've been trying to tell the story in French. Mm-hmm. Train wreck, there aren't words to describe how bad of a job I'm doing. And I came to the table thinking, I got this. Yeah. And it's just been a constant week of, no, that's not how we would say it.
Yeah. I did that same thing this morning trying to tell a story to my Italian tutor. And I was like, you know what? It sounded better in my head. I'm going to write it first. Telling stories in another language is really difficult because at least in Italian, there's like completed tasks in the past, which is one particular conjugation. Mm-hmm. Then there's ongoing things, which is a different one. Then there's I used to, kind of this continual idea, which is a different one. So it's tricky. It's a bit tricky. Okay. Here's another one. Longtime listener here. Do you guys still have a homestead? As in, do you raise your own meat, have a dairy cow, grow your own stuff, or have you moved on to more light gardening and building the traveling business, personal businesses, etc.? I just haven't heard of you guys talk about any homesteading subjects for a while. Love everything you do. I think this is a fun question. We don't have a dairy cow anymore because my daughter is intolerant to dairy, turns out. We discovered that last year. And it made zero sense because so much of having a dairy cow is learning to incorporate that beautiful dairy into everything for the family, right? So you're making cream of whatever, broccoli soup or all kinds of things, twice baked potatoes with all of the homemade sour cream and cheese. And now I can't make any of that. So, so we got rid of our cow last year. We do still raise our own lamb. That's primarily the meat that we eat here is lamb. And we have our garden. But I'll tell you, when Angela and I first started our businesses, it was different. It was a different world. The world, it sounds so cliche, but it does move so much faster now. And what it's taking to uphold our businesses, not only because they've grown, but because they've gotten more serious, but because also the world has changed. I look back now on those times of starting the homestead and spending all that time on the homestead with the animals, with my little teeny children in the garden. Mm-hmm. There's not capacity like that anymore. Those actually seem like easier days in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it's sad. It's sad. So we still have our Fern. We love her. She's dry right now. She's probably going to breed her this fall for next year. We don't have any sheep because turns out I don't like sheep. They're a pain.
Mine are so good. They're cute.
Your stories of your, but like a different breed too. Like I just, no. We have the cow and chickens in the garden and that's plenty.
I think back when we started too, we would talk about these things a lot because they were still new to us and we were still so excited. We were still on this kind of building phase. And then we're like, yeah, let's add guineas, let's add pigs, let's add this. Mm-hmm. And then you spend time deciding what you actually really like and sort of backpedaling. And then you spend time being like, okay, now realistically, what can we actually take care of? What actually makes sense? Because as much as I love all these things, you can't just have this crazy expensive hobby. It has to make sense financially and in terms of like the time investment. Right. And so then at least we spent kind of years peeling layers away and saying, okay, but what pieces do we actually like? What pieces do we actually find to be the most valuable for how our family lives now?
Do you miss raising pigs? I miss raising pigs though. Like it's been 4 years probably since we like just did feeders and I'd love to do that again. I don't want breeding. I don't want breeding stock, but I really like having pigs on the property.
Yeah.
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 Very much. I don't think my husband would agree, but I really like it. And I really love butchering pigs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many fun things that I love that I've had to just set aside and be okay with the fact that you can still love this thing. You can still really, really love it and not have capacity for it right now.
Yeah.
Again, it's that two things being
true. Well, and like what you just said about our jobs have changed so much. Like they require so much more of us. And we have teenagers, which require like way more even than a three-year-old. Like, so.
I know. I'm writing about this tomorrow and I don't want it to be a discouragement. But I said this to Angela in a personal phone call the other day and she laughed in my face.
Okay.
I said, Angela.
What did I laugh at?
I'm not ready for like the level of noise. And
I have this, you know, 13-year-old who now talks like this.
And I like, it just booms through the whole house. He's like a giant man child. And he was laying on the couch the other day with his arm up and looking at his armpit. I said, what you doing, bud? He goes, counting my hairs. And I was just like, this is what a hilarious, loud, smelly, beautiful, rambunctious, full time of life this is. And I want to be here for all of it. I want to be here for all of it. So perhaps that's another episode. But, you know, I thought when the kids were little, we could just manipulate things so much more than we can now.
That's the perfect word.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, it's Friday. You know, you did your 4 minutes of school. Now let's go out and plant potatoes.
Exactly.
We can't do that anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, no.
We can't do that anymore. So,
And my kids have jobs. I mean, I don't think yours do yet, but like my kids work. So it's like they come home, they'll work like all day and then they'll come home and do school till 10. You know, they're busy.
Here's the thing that nobody tells you about life, you guys. It just like happens. So Stuart and I, we set out to have like to grow these children up on a homestead where they could just like pick the apples from the tree and know how to grow a carrot and engage with nature and very Wendell Berry, just love all of that. And then before you know it, 12, 13, 14 years goes by.
Yeah.
And you realize you did that.
Oh, we did it.
And you're like, but wait, no, I'm still figuring it out. No.
Yeah.
Honey, you just did it for 14, your kids now. Mm-hmm. You did that thing. And it's hard because you still love it. You still love it. And you're like, but can't we just go out and work in the garden together?
You're changing this episode.
Sorry.
Now you're getting all emotional.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. Let's talk about the house. Let's talk about the house.
I'm gonna grab this before it goes too far because that's actually a really good episode. We're going to talk about like an SOS situation in the house. And Shay and I want to know if you are dealing with this. So when Shay went on her trip, her mom helped with the kids and she came home and said, like, they're really hard on the house.
Yeah.
And surely it's not just us because I just feel like these people are so hard on the environment, from the door casings, the grime on the door casings to, I don't know, I spent an hour detailing my sink today. Don't ask me what was all over. Like, we have a reverse osmosis, little like separate water faucet. I don't know what substance was all over it. I don't know if it was like slime. Do your kids play with slime?
Oh, no slime in the house.
No slime in the house.
Nope.
I have like outlawed it.
Nope.
It's horrible.
Nope.
Okay. I don't know if it was something like that pre-outlaw. I don't know. But I just can't believe what they do. But before we go any further, if we're going to talk about taking care of the house, let's say thank you to Branch Basics. And so homemakers, I was going to say homeowners, we have something really special for you. We are thrilled to announce that you can use the code HOMEMAKERCHIC for 15% off any Branch Basics starter kit. So you know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say to start with the glass bottles, you're going to get a fabulous, non-toxic, hypoallergenic, free from fragrance, free from hormone disruptors and preservatives concentrate. And you can just use a little bit. Each bottle has its own recipe, and you're going to be able to make a myriad of cleaning products that actually work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this is the time to clean. This is the time right? to clean. Let's get really nitty gritty about it. Get that powder that they have.
Yeah.
We're going to use that in our showers. Yeah, take advantage of it. Give it a try. Homemaker Chic for 15% off. You guys, your support of our sponsors keeps our podcasts on the air. Our sponsors love the Homemaker Chic audience, and we hope mm-hmm. that you have found value in us lining you up with companies that we're aligned with. So we also want to say thank you to American Blossom Linens. We do sheets right here. American Blossom Linens does sheets right. There's not one night since I got back that I haven't been so grateful. They are the kind of sheets that feel like cool to the touch. I love that feeling. You talk about them getting softer with each washing, and like, I know what you're meaning about the flexibility of them, but mm-hmm. to me, they feel like crisp against my skin.
I don't think the two are like exclusive.
No, they're not exclusive.
Soft and crisp.
I mean that. I love
you know, I'm. They don't feel like plastic.
No,
they breathe. They breathe. Yeah.
Breathe. So if you're ready to upgrade your bed to something really beautiful and heirloom quality sheets, then you can visit AmericanBlossomLinens.com. Use the code HOMEMAKERCHIC for a special 20. Oh, Holiday 20. Excuse me. We're going to go with
Holiday 20. Yeah.
Holiday 20. I'm sorry. That was an old one. Holiday 20, please, for 20% off, which is so generous. 100% West Texas grown cotton. No imported blends, nothing synthetic, no harsh finishes, just beautiful, comfortable sheets. And you can use the code HOLIDAY20 for 20% off your American Blossom sheets. We're getting it right in the home. I posted this picture of my kitchen doorknob on Instagram last week, and I said, hey, y'all, does your kitchen doorknob look like mine? Just chipped. You know, the dog scratch. Okay, so the
metal, like the finish was icky.
No, the paint was just chipped around the doorknob.
Okay.
It was dirty. Mm-hmm. What's the little plasticky thing that goes around the door frame to keep the air out?
The weather stripping.
Yes, like the weather stripping was mm-hmm. flapping Stripped. In the wind. Right. And I just thought, okay. If you guys remember, if you've been listeners for a while, you remember we used to have something called a pit list. Pit list. Pit stood for something else we wanted to call it. I'll let you use your imagination. It rhymes. And it was all of these teeny tiny little ridiculous things that we will look at for years and years and years and not deal with. My kitchen doorknob is one of those things. Look, I'm disappointed that I have to paint it every year, but this is what life is. Things get worn out. The family is hard on things. That doorknob probably gets opened 150 times a day. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's a lot. And so naturally, the paint chips, the dog lays against the door, it gets dirty. You open the door enough times, the weather stripping starts to come off. And so eventually, there are a bunch of things on this pit list that we need to deal with. And so for me, when we're not looking outwards at the garden anymore, we're starting to look inwards at our home. And this is when those things really start to drive me crazy. How do we deal with those?
They make me crazy. They make me crazy, too, because I get really uptight. I don't want to bring out the Christmas tubs. And decorate over that.
Yeah.
And then I start thinking like, you know what? If we popped a for sale sign in the front yard tomorrow, this is all the crap that we would do. Yeah. And we would do it for someone else.
Yeah.
That's when I get a little cranky.
Yeah.
Can't we just do it for us?
Yeah. I have an attic door, exterior attic door. It blew off in a windstorm a couple of years ago. It's been laying.
I was going to say, I think that happened a few years ago.
Yeah, I don't need. Yeah, it did. And I want you to know, I picked it up out of my yard today and I put it next to my kitchen door. And I said, self, it's going to take you 45 minutes to paint this door.
Mm.
Go up to the shop, get the hinges, hang the damn door. Mm-hmm. What are we doing? What do you want out of that? You waiting for like an eagle to take up nest in there? What are we doing? Like, what's it going to take? And here's what I dislike about these projects. They steal our joy. and they take our mental energy, because every time the homemaker walks into a room, she sees the light switch that doesn't have a cover on it.
Yeah.
The piece of trim that's been kicked off and just hasn't been nailed back up. Why is trim so difficult?
I don't know. I have a piece that falls over every time I vacuum. And it's not tacked up because it's antique. It's like salvaged. Sure. And it does need to just be glued. I don't want to nail it in because it's got like a beautiful old patina stain on it. But yeah, every time I vacuum, plunk.
Yep. I have one that has it.
And
does
I swear,
the same thing,
and I push it back up.
Cobwebs all shoved back.
Cobwebs,
there.
Yep.
One that's just never even been painted. So it's just primed. And as you can imagine, after 6 years, it looks horrible.
Amazing. Yeah. I had a friend come this summer and, well, see, it's not all us. I don't know about you. It's not all me. Like there's a honey-do list. Okay. It's not as important to the honey as it is to the do. So
I don't know anything about that.
That's a problem. Okay.
You're completely alone in your experience.
Oh my gosh. And the problem is then I just keep adding to it. Like, that's what happens.
So do you focus actual logistics, homemaker talking?
Okay.
Do you focus on one room at a time, or is that too much? Do you just say, hey, I'm cleaning. I'm going to just get on Amazon and put the light switch in my cart. I'm just going to go. And I have started carrying a thing of Gorilla Glue around my cleaning in my cleaning basket with me because I'm like, just glue stuff.
I got like E6000. Well, you know what I asked for last year for Christmas? I got a toolbox. Mm-hmm. I got a toolbox that's half as big as I am.
Yeah.
And it is a thing of beauty, and it's mine.
Yeah.
And it's got glue.
Hinges.
And sanding blocks.
Staple
and hinges.
Gun.
And knobs. Knobs. And just my drill. And it's got it. And I love it.
Yeah. I got a baby drill.
Guess who else loves it too?
Everyone. Everybody.
Because I put the stuff back, and then you know where it is, you know?
See, that's what I'm talking about with the level of, like, team. The level of destruction. You think when they're little and they, like, make a mess with their Legos, you're like, oh, that's annoying. You guys.
Or, like, getting your nail polish, you know?
We're talking about a complete different level. And I don't stand for disrespect.
It's Neanderthalic. No,
it's... But it is. It's Neanderthalic. And you're just like...
Yeah.
Like somebody will clean their room, 12 towels piled in front of the bathroom. I'm like, okay, what is, are you a Neanderthal?
Yeah.
Why do you have 12 towels? Why wouldn't you take them to the laundry? Why wouldn't you hang them up when you were done with them?
Yeah.
Like it's too much to even swim out of.
Yeah. And this is all happening in the midst of really good parenting. It's not like you're not training your children. It's not like you don't have like chore lists and standards and.
It's like, but they're dishing up rice on the stove and they, you know, hit the thing and flick rice all over the kitchen, or they're doing soup in the.
Or just all over the stovetop. You know
all
how
over
I feel
the
about
stovetop.
Clean stovetop.
Yes. So
I got stovetop issues.
I love my family. That I'm not whining about that. I am genuinely posing the question. Because our homes still get worn. And that's the thing. It's like there's a level of, okay, decor or new paint or fresh curtains or rearranging a room. I'm all about that. There's also a level of, wow, things are actually wearing down. So my couches, if you guys, longtime listeners of the podcast will remember when I ordered COVID couches, spent way too much money. But it was like, it was one of my COVID decisions, okay?
Frankly, that's in this room for the rest of my life.
I was pretty proud of it. But I was like, yeah, these are going to be my lifetime couches. You guys, come on. And somebody messaged me about them the other day. How are those couches? And I was like, well, the couches are lovely. I still have Neanderthal children. And so my regret is not buying the couches. My regret is buying the couches too soon.
Yeah.
Because what's happened is, and also then time is this weird vortex as you get older. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, honey, you bought those like 5 years ago. 5 years is a long time. Mm-hmm. 5 years of wear when there's two couches in a whole house. That's all we have. That's our only room for lounging. That's actually a ton of wear.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm not used to. You know, you go through these younger stages of life. You're moving from rental property to rental property. Maybe you have a starter home. You have an apartment for a while. You're living in a parent's space. And you're just kind of bebopping around, most people. Mm-hmm. We've been settled now for a decade. And that's what's confusing me, because things wear out. Shay here. Have you heard of Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth? It's a supplement that helps women maintain their optimal hormone levels. It has over 50,000 glowing reviews from women, and 98% say that they'd recommend it to friends and family. Now you can get those results and take them even further by pairing it with their prebiotic collagen powder. Collagen powder helps to restore the gut lining integrity, promoting overall hormone balance. Things like relieving occasional bloating, reducing sugar cravings, supporting a healthy, sustainable weight management, and also boosting energy and stabilizing mood swings. We all know, we've talked about it a lot on the show, your gut directly affects your hormones. So improving your gut health can amplify your hormone harmony results. Happy Mammoth is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromises when it comes to quality. And right now, you can try the prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free. Get 15% off your entire first order with the code HOMEMAKERCHIC, all one word, at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code HOMEMAKERCHIC, all one word, for 15% off today.
It's confusing you because you're just shocked that it's like happens, or?
Yeah, because I've never lived somewhere long enough where that happens.
Okay. It's really real. And I even wonder, okay, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but it's like, it's so much that like, does the house own me, or do I own the house? Because it's constant. It's painting the Mackinac Bridge and then circling back around and starting again.
Yeah.
You know, it is, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, it will pass. It won't always be like this. I go to my mom's and it's just spotless all the time. Nothing's worn down. The counters are, the sink is clean. Yeah. You know, there's no water spots on the windows from people going like this after they wash their hands, you know. So I know, just like the toddler and the baby stage, you know, it will change too. And then that will be really sad. And I'll go into a great depression. And, you know, we know how I handle those things.
Yes.
But like when you're in the midst of it, it's shocking. It's just,
that's how I feel right now. I feel shocked.
It's shocking. Like our bathroom, just like there's so much. Everybody has stuff.
Yeah.
It's not just like one person using my cleanser. It's like three teenage girls with cleanser and body scrub and oils and potions and caddies and razors and
what's a
tampons.
Caddy? What's a caddy?
It's just like so much. You know, like I bought these caddies. I'm like, here, if you like, because I get so mad when people use their stuff. I'm like, you can take this like you're camping, you know, like you take your caddy to the shower. Okay. Well, now they're just all in the bathroom on the floor because nobody wants to take them back and forth.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that's not what I had in mind.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. that's exactly it.
And so, like, when do you do it? I don't know. I had a friend come this summer to visit, and whoa, like everybody in this house jumped how high. It was amazing. Cresta, that's you. It was so many things got done. Come back, Cresta. Like,
Maybe we should plan trips to each other's houses.
Right? I love it. I love having company because stuff gets done.
Yes.
I guess that's manipulative, but it really is so great. When people are coming over, stuff actually gets done. It makes me so happy.
When we plan to have company over, the front porch always gets cleaned up of all the boxes and garbage bags and swept off. Glory be.
Shay, you know that adorable summer kitchen? Well, my summer kitchen was cute. But then, like, this summer, I, like, really made it cute. Put, like, a toile curtain and got the Blackstone and blah, blah, blah.
Okay, see.
I can't.
I'm talking about.
I can't. No, you don't understand. It's like a barn now. There's a chicken that sleeps behind the Blackstone, and there's a pile of chicken poop that's 5 inches tall from where she sleeps. Another one sleeps on the pizza oven. Like, they've decided to live in the summer kitchen.
Yeah.
And there's kittens, and now they live there. And the cat just gave birth again. Yeah. So Hobbs, everybody's fixed now, but there were two accidents. And so now there's kittens. And just this morning, she gave birth under the curtain in the summer kitchen. And the chickens are there. They're like one big happy family.
Yeah.
It's so gross.
Yeah. See, this gets back to that question about homesteading. I don't have capacity anymore for those kinds of things. My only solution is just I need less to manage. That's my only solution. I don't know what else to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I shared this picture with Stuart the other day, and it was of our chicken house. And we have this beautiful little nesting, vintage nesting box on the porch. And it was stuffed with fresh straw, and it had pumpkins on it. And there was like corn stalks next to the door. And I was like, honey, remember when I used to do stuff like this? Like, what happened to me? And he was just like, honey, when you, first off, you made that picture for Instagram. Second off, the kids were teeny tiny.
Yeah. Like, you made that picture.
Times have changed.
Instagram.
Times have changed. The only thing I can think of to manage these things better in the home is truly to have less to manage.
Less.
So I am just, I'm stripping things away. I'm keeping things simple. I don't mean like minimalist. I mean having less to manage.
That's the only solution. I think it's a female thing. I'm like, I should read this text from my mom. Even my mom, whose life looks so easy, like, and clean. She just texted me. She's freaking out the other day. She's like, I got to get rid of stuff. I can't take it. There's too much stuff.
To what?
There's always
to
something
dust,
to take care of.
Yeah, to take care
of. I don't know.
So we were cleaning out our barn the other day, and we have these two Honda 90s that were so fun. Pepe, if you guys remember Pepe, I would zoom around the orchards and property on Pepe. So fun.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they haven't run in 2 years. New batteries, new spark plugs, who knows? It probably would take us half a day to figure out. It's never a priority. Ergo, they've been sitting and getting dusty for 2 years. And when I see them, I just feel guilt. Like, hey, loser, you can't find 2 hours to go get some new spark plugs. And then I think, should I sell them? And then I think, no, because you're boys will really love having them.
Right.
And then I think, okay, well then just do it. And then I think I can't. And then it's like this stumbling down the hill of just guilt and self-loathing. And that's not a good place to be as a homemaker.
No.
Period. My friend gave us a little rowboat. I've had it for 3 years. Just been sitting there, just sitting in a little rowboat in our driveway. And I said, Todd, could you take the boat back, please? He's like, sure. Thank you. I don't need a rowboat just to remind me that I'm not going rowboating.
Yeah. We have a camper that's been sitting behind the house for 2 years. And I just, the other day, I'm like, it has to go.
Not because it's bad or that you don't even want it, but because what it takes to care and maintain.
No, it's broke. It's broken. It's trashed. So we haven't used it. Otherwise, it's the one like you stayed in. Like, it's our little pop-up. I loved it.
Yeah.
But the ceiling caved in, and then we just never got rid of it. I'm like, no, it's not a garden ornament. It has to go.
So I think—
Because it's
is that step one? Is that step one is just admitting, I love— Like, I felt like this when I got rid of Cece. I loved my cow.
Mm-hmm.
I loved her. It didn't make sense anymore. Because the output— to the trade-off doesn't make sense.
I think there's certain things that are admitting, like my parakeets, like they need to go. They're too much.
But
I love them.
Yeah.
I love them. I love their song. I can't, they're so messy.
Yeah.
Like it's just, then a kid will come and say, well, I really love them, so I'll clean it up. But that's not happening.
Yeah.
You know? So I think for some things, it's like a admitting and then the other things I just don't know because the problem is, you know, women are, we hold so much here and we can. And so what gets to me is then by the end of the day, I have 75 things from a light switch plate that's never been put on to then the one that's still black and looks dumb because it doesn't match anything else, to the camper in the back every time I glance out the window, to the banister that has one coat of paint on it, to, you know, just like all the things. And you wonder by the end of the day, sorry, I got something in my eye, while you're like, I got to go to bed.
Yeah, just start again tomorrow. We'll just try again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just try again tomorrow, because then, I don't mean this to sound like doomsday, but then it starts to go circular. So you deal with something. Like I dealt with my kitchen 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. Well, 6 years is a very long time in a kitchen that's used as much as ours is used.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
And so now I dealt with this thing. Okay, great. Kitchen's done. Now let's turn our attention to these other things. Mm-hmm. Kitchen needs help again.
Right.
Kitchen needs help again. And I'm like, but I just did it. Well, no, sister, you did it 6 years ago. That's a long time. Mm-hmm. But the amount of time and energy and resource and focused effort that it takes is severe. And also, we have self-awareness about these things, and we still flub up big time. Mm-hmm. So I did this recently. I decided I wanted to have what I called a beta station.
Beta station.
I love fish.
I'm like beta. Beta fish. You're fishy.
So yeah. We had these fish, and I wanted to create this whole little beta thing with like aquatic plants and blah, blah. And I went out and I spent $200 on beta tanks and filters and plants and soil and supplies, and I made it.
Okay.
And then I realized that it meant me taking a lot of time to clean these tanks. And so instead I took the beta out, I put them into a milk jar, and I was like, good luck. And so now that stupid fish tank is sitting in my root cellar. And I asked one of my boys, I was like, hey, do you think your friend would want this fish tank? And Stu goes, okay, so what did we learn here? And we joked about it, but at the end of the conversation, it was like, not only should we not be spending money on these and things, at the end of the day, we probably shouldn't have a fish right now. That's the long and short of it. Like, we just probably shouldn't have a fish. It's not that we don't like fish. It's not that we don't want to care for fish. It's not that they don't bring us like pleasure, but it is another thing. And I remember my parents saying things like that.
Oh my gosh, that's the problem, is you sound so old.
I know. It's like that meme that's like, I finally realize why my mom acted like making one more stop on the way home would kill her. That's how I feel. We have to stop and get gas. Oh, forget it. This day was doomed from the start.
I have a child who loves Taco Bell, okay? When we go into town, like, that is her love language. Please, can I just get like some sort of skanky burrito from Taco Bell?
Oh my gosh.
But it's like another half mile down further south.
Forget it. Half mile.
We're like, oh no. She's like, what? What's the big deal? I'm like, oh, we just can't. We can't go any further.
That's just it. So okay, let's put this into play. What does getting rid of some of that stuff so that you can tend to this other stuff? What are you getting rid of? What are you eliminating? Are the parakeets actually going? Hold that thought.
Okay.
We're going to say thank you to Tubes & Co. for sponsoring Homemaker Chic Podcast. Sexy, simple, luxurious skincare. You can get it at tubesandco.com and use the code HMC10 for 10% off. You're going to find skincare and makeup with ingredients like olive oil and tallow, real ingredients without the use of any synthetic chemicals, toxins, stabilizers, fillers, artificial colors, artificial fragrances, all made in the United States with ingredients that are sustainable and fair trade. So French clay soaps and tallow balms and beautiful glow serums. Get the glow serum, slather yourself in it. Or if you're in the market for makeup like mascara, eyeshadow, eyebrow pencils, they have it all for you. Tubesandco.com, code HMC10. For 10% off. And now what are you getting rid of, Angela?
I just feel like that's all I do is get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm crazy. I love to get rid of stuff.
So it is kind of like a, it's like a high, almost like saving money.
Yeah, it is. It's a parallel for sure.
But it's like satisfying.
But I don't know. So in response to my mom, because she said, let's see, mom, where'd you go? She said, she's just so sick of cupboards full of stuff. She said, we didn't have this kind of space in our other home. And now they're just, she goes, I woke up early and I just opened a few of them and started ripping things out. Like, I don't even know why. And I don't even know why. And I don't even know why. And she's just says she wants to get her behind the scenes crap in order. And like, mind you, it doesn't look bad at all. You open her cupboards and they look fabulous. But I texted back. I said, I just need everyone to go away for like 10 days. And just get me a
handyman. I need a handyman, $10,000 and a weekend alone.
Oh my gosh. You know the kind of damage I could do with a weekend alone. I mean, yeah. Wow. It would be amazing. I need more than a weekend. I get a big house.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, I don't know. I feel like it's kind of embarrassing because I don't know what all this stuff is. I'm not out shopping. I'm not going to the mall. You know, and then I just have to say, you have to give yourself some freaking grace. Up until just very recently, there were 8 of you. That's 8 people that need a couple pairs of shoes. That's 8 people that need snow pants, 8 people that need gloves, 8 people that lose their gloves and then get more. And then they find the gloves and now there's a mismatch. And it's 8 people emptying the lint trap. So, of course, there's lint everywhere over the laundry room floor. You know, it's just, it is a lot. And that's like as good as I can do is just say, like, this is the reality of so many people in a space.
Yes. Given that reality, I suppose editing has to be part of your normal process. Like, mm-hmm. you don't want it to get to fever pitch before you start going crazy. So I suppose that is a good place to start, even for like the next season ahead, right? Summer, people are going all over the place. There's fun things to do. You can be outside. Winter, we spend a lot more time in our house. And because like where we live in the north, it gets dark really early. And so we we spend a lot more time indoors because it's dark outside, right? So, so there is a little bit more capacity for some of those things. And so I guess step one then would be just sort of finding a way to edit, you know, kind of as you move through the room.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I try to remind myself like, hey, if you can do it, just do it. If it's going to take less than 30 seconds, just do it while you're thinking of it.
Mm-hmm.
You see the door's really dirty. Just go grab a spray cleaner super fast. Wipe, wipe, wipe. Okay, now you can move on.
Mm.
I bought my kids some shoe organizers to hang in their closet. I really need to do their rooms like on a guttural level. But I bought them shoe hangers for their closet and I gave Will his and he goes, Mom, I don't need this. I said, why? He goes, I only have one pair of shoes. And I was like, fail. I said, really, bud? He's like, yeah, I only have one. The ones I'm wearing. I was like, okay. All right. That's usually like an indicator. It's time to check in with some of these things. Do you make a pit list? Do you start like Dave Ramsey's debt snowball? You start small. What's like the littlest, smallest lifting thing that I could do and then move to like bigger things? Because ultimately you need the bigger things in place for the smaller things to be in place.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It makes me a little bit nervous to think about putting it down on paper, quite frankly.
Overwhelming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you take it one season at a time. Do you have a priority for this season in your home?
Mm-hmm.
That's a question.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, we're still in we're still in project mode.
Yeah.
So that's tough too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have one this winter. I'm going to attempt to tackle my root cellar because cooking is something you're forced to do. It's what I do for work. So it's actually pretty important for us. And again, we put our cooler in, what, 6 or 7 years ago? Maybe even
at
more?
Least.
Maybe, no, yeah.
My cooler.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Six or
so
seven
I guess
years
8
old.
Or 9 years
Yours
ago.
Is, yeah.
This is going to gross people out, but it's just the way it is. I live on a farm. Mice have chewed holes in the styrofoam. Mm-hmm. The floor is dirt. Things get very dirty. Things look like they've been wearing and used for 8 or 9 years. Mm-hmm. So we knew that we were going to have to overhaul it. And I've just decided where we're at right now, it doesn't make sense to do a full walk-in cooler anymore. One of the biggest crops I used to store in there was potatoes. I don't eat potatoes anymore. So like, what are we building this for realistically?
Crazy. Yeah.
Right? Are you going to be carrying lugs of potatoes down there? No, you're not. So I had this idea of buying industrial refrigerators and just putting maybe 2 or 3 next to each other. So there's still a lot of space. We need a lot of space. We're a big family. We cook from scratch. We cook for a living. There's a lot of ingredients. Mm. And somehow fixing the root cellar by putting a loose laid brick floor down, putting in built-in shelving, dealing with all those jars that fell off the shelving years ago that crashed behind, you know, like, like really dealing with it. God help me. It's so bad. I know people want to see it. I'm like, you guys, you don't want to see it. Okay.
The one YouTube video that made you famous. It doesn't look like that anymore.
No. No, that was my only YouTube video that's ever had over 1 million views. Nope.
Oh boy.
It didn't attract the right type of person anyway to my channel, let's be honest.
I've thought about that, about just getting a few restaurant refrigerators and taking my cooler and making it like a walk-in, more of like the idea of a walk-in pantry.
Right.
And then just having the fridges there. But I would still keep the CoolBot and the air conditioner for like special occasions, like if I'm bringing in tubs of flowers, like when I helped with that wedding a few years ago, it was like really great to have like a cold place. But yeah, we're not there yet.
Yeah. It's hard. I did focus on one thing.
Bleach the snot out of it and clean it because it was gross. Mm-hmm. It still needs to be done. Like all the foam needs to be torn down and redone. But like I put like contact paper on the shelves and like made it so at least you weren't like, you can feel good going in there. Mm-hmm. So
I think my standards have changed a little bit.
Oh, and yes. And that does happen. And that, again, like it makes you sound old. Because then you think about like how your mom, you think about your mom's standards changing. And I think about my grandma. I'm like, oh, like you just weren't willing to put up with stuff anymore.
Yeah. And your priorities.
I'm just warning you, that'll just get worse. Like your inability to put up with stuff will just get stronger.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is great. And I'm like, no, it's not great. It's actually trashy and you need to fix it. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm grateful for all those stages. I'm grateful for the stage where I could go to Goodwill and find fabric scraps and be perfectly content to cover every window with safety pinned tablecloths and all that. And that was great. And when I look back at photographs, I'm really proud of what we did with our very limited resources. Mm-hmm. And now it's not like bigger, better. It's like, I want to care for what I have. That's what I want. I want to feel like when I'm looking at my house, I am caring for what I have. And if there's too many things, I cannot do that. I cannot do that. Do you remember Farmhouse Vernacular, Paige?
Yeah.
I wish she was still posting. She was just like, she saw where social media and the online world was going. And she was like, peace out.
Mic drop. I'm out of here.
And she ain't coming back. I wish she had a secret account that she would let me in on. Paige, if you're listening, I want to be your friend. But what I loved about Paige was that she thought about things so meticulously, engineer's mind. She thought about things so meticulously. She executed completely all the way to perfection. And I remember her doing a bit on paint one time and talking about like, we had this.
Oh, I know what you're going to.
We had this idea like, ooh, chippy paint. Ooh, so farmhouse rustic. And she was like, there is no homemaker who wouldn't paint over that. Like if a homemaker's furniture was chipping, she would fix it. And it was like the first time it had dawned on me, like, yeah, she would fix it because this is a sign of a worn something. Now, I still love like that. I do still love worn furniture in certain places and in certain ways. But when your whole house has that ethos, it's not a nice feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a nice feeling. And in some ways, I don't know if it's like maturing or if it's just like a style change, or because the kids are so hard on things, they wear out quickly. So it's like, I don't have to fake chippy. I don't have to fake like
right.
worn anymore because it naturally happens so quickly. But it's a shift. It's a shift. Comment, you guys. Send us comments on Instagram and let us know, because I'm working through this. I mean, you've had the same style for a long time. Do you find that to be true?
Do I find what to be true?
I guess as I've aged, as the kids like wear further, then I sort of like to counter that, maybe I desire a just slightly more polished, finished look. Like the worn in kind of thing has lost its charm in some ways to me. Like, no, I want it to look nice.
Yeah. I mean, I do like things worn with a certain overused word, patina, but like I never really liked like the chippy paint thing. That wasn't because I never was cottagey mm-hmm. with my style. And I think maybe that was maybe a little bit more cottagey, but I like things worn and rubbed. But then I like to have something sparkly and shiny and proper, like to kind of
to counter it,
balance that out, you know?
Yeah, to counter it. It's interesting to think about. Can you guys please send us a message on Instagram and tell me? I need to buy a faux Christmas tree, and I know that that's like a thing. There's nowhere in my house to put a Christmas tree that's not underneath an air vent. And every year they just die so fast, and I want to leave it up and I want a nice one. Can you please just tell me what faux Christmas tree to get if you have one?
Okay.
I'm going to put little real snippets elsewhere, but I want it to be able to stay up.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't realize why yours dried out so fast, because we always compare notes. I'm like, mine's doing fine. Mine's got buds on it, for crying out loud.
Yeah, and like, I like feed it all the things. I feed it all the Christmas mm-hmm. tree food. We get it. We cut it down fresh ourselves from the forest. Mm-hmm. And she just dies. Like last year, I took it down the day after Christmas, the morning after Christmas, because it was like a stick. It had like mm-hmm. lost all of its leaves. And I just thought, okay, this isn't a fight you're going
to
win.
It's so fun to vacuum up as you drag it out of the house, too.
That's one of those things, though, where you're like, okay, we now have to adapt and change.
Yeah.
It's either that or I'm going to be grouchy about this Christmas mm-hmm. tree dying for the 2 weeks leading up to Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
So if you have any recommendations, please let me know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that there really is, like, I don't think this is a conversation with an answer. I think it's
a charge.
I think it's a combination.
It's a charge forward.
Yeah, but it's. Right, but it's still a combination of like stage of life. It's still a stage of life thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't tell the mom with toddlers like, here's your answer.
Yeah.
Because it's her stage of life, and I think that's the case, especially if we're going to look at like a big family with big Neanderthalic people, like stage of life, and they're just hard on things.
Yeah.
They crank on faucets too hard, like they're just hard on everything.
And we love them. God bless them. We love them so much. I wouldn't change it. It's hilarious. It's as hilarious as it is maddening. It's way more delightful than it is maddening.
Mm-hmm.
The burden, though, does fall to the homemaker of, okay, I set out with this goal to keep a beautiful, fresh, delightful, fruitful home. How do I do that given this new stage of life? Given this particular stage of life. You know, I remember having to check myself when I had little babies and they had all the little swings and bouncy things. And I was like, I hate the look of these in my house. Okay. My mom said, Shay, they're not going to be there forever. So who cares? Mm-hmm. And just delight in it. And then one day they're gone and you never see them again. And you don't even, it's not like this big hurrah or this big final farewell. Your life just naturally shifts into this next season of things. And then that becomes a non-issue. You know, I'm not going to have teenage boys laying on my couches with their dirty farm shoes at some point in the future. It's just not now. And so I suppose managing it looks like having the right amount, having some sort of system in place and being realistic about what you can actually achieve with your certain priorities.
I just don't think it's, I think it's like so much of what we talk about. Like there's, you're not going to arrive. You're not going to figure it out. You just have to be in it.
Yeah.
And do your best.
And do your best. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my mom, I think I've said this on the podcast before, but my mom used to work with a woman who just wrote things on sticky notes, all things on sticky notes. She had a wall of them. And she just like, man, she got so much pleasure out of ripping those sticky notes down. So it would be something really simple. To go back to our analogy, like order the light switch. Okay, done. Mm-hmm. Crinkle that up, throw it away. Like for our visual tactile learners out there, like some sort of system so that we can get to the spring and be like, hey, we did some of this stuff. I think that's kind of like the momentum that keeps us going and keeps us excited about our homes, which we need. We need to feel pleasure.
Yeah. I think, you know, my strategy is to take care of a handful of things before I get the decor out. That's important to me.
Right.
And then put the decor away. And then I'm always really revved up to clean out drawers and stuff that first week of January and everything. So I think, you know, you take a pause.
Yeah.
Have the holidays and then get down and dirty in January. So
I'm going to start with filling in the cracks of my trim in the living room. Okay. I'm going to spackle them cracks. So that I can set up my faux Christmas tree in November and feel really excited about it.
Good for you.
So I just keep staring at these cracks. They're driving me crazy.
I hate that. I hate that. Well, thank you for being here with us. And if you, like I said, if you didn't listen to last week's episode, go back and do that.
Yeah.
Because that that was fun. We're going to be here next Monday.
Yep.
And with you until the holidays.
Yep.
So we will see you then.
Okay. Cheers.
Cheers.